59 Ches. We're going to recapitulate the shiur after many attempts to record it properly that were unsuccessful. Okay. Last week we talked about V'chai Behem, and as Chazal say, Shalom Yomos Behem, that the Torah is Nidches Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, when we arrive at a conflict between life itself and the Torah, life takes precedence. This week, Beis Hashem will talk about Kiddush Hashem, not in all the halachic details, which are very numerous, but in broad strokes of how we approach this. And in that case, obviously, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem takes precedence over life. Sfas Emes teaches us that there's no stira between Chai Behem and the Nikdashti. It says in Sfas Emes and Tafresh Mem Gimel, Shnas Tafresh Mem Gimel, Mitzvah Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael Masor Atzvecha V'Kadesh Shmi. Ehu B'chol Mokom Omeinu V'Chai Behem V'lo Shiyomus. Says the Sfas Emes, Mashma Sheha Mitzvah Zo Shal Mesiris Nefesh V'Kadesh Shmo Yisbroch Yochol Odom Atak In Kol Mashin Nivr Bavuro. In other words, it would appear, in other words, V'Chai Behem, the person is meant to extract his connection to the Borei Olam, true life, life of Olam Haba, as we talked about last week, life that's everlasting, to extract that from his contact with every, once again, every experience, every object, every relationship he comes into contact with. B'chai Behem, he'll live by that. That becomes his eternity. But here it's possible in one moment to fulfill the job description that a person came to this world for. Otherwise, we'd say, no, let's wait. There's more to do. No, you could actually accomplish everything in one moment. And this is what Chazal mean when they say that a person is sometimes able, as it were, to acquire his olam b'sha achas. It's very interesting. Be'emes, through Mesiras Nefesh, boing the shorash ha'achdus shenosen kol chayim. Through Mesiras Nefesh, a person reaches that attachment, that bonding, that fusing of himself with the shorash of all life, i.e. the Borei Olam, to be misachid with him. And says this, Fasem is a very interesting twist on the word sha'achas. Sha is a lashon of rotzon, right? To achieve, right? B'sha'achas, in one expression of rotzon, to beetle of all of his rotzonos for temporal life, for the sake of Hashem's name, that way a person achieves that level of attachment. Okay. The relationship now. Let's go on a little bit further. The relationship between the guf and the neshama with regard to mitzvos. Once again, return to the Sfas Emes. He brings the Gemara. The Gemara teaches us on Adam Vehema Toshia Hashem, Pasuk in Tehillim. So Chazal teaches Chulin Adam Vehema. Say Chazal Sha'arumim Vedas Ke Adam, that they are clever, wise, understanding, yeah, like Adam. Umisimim Atzmum Ke Behema. And they make themselves like a behema. It's such a strange terminology. Why use such a bizarre terminology? You make yourself like a behema, as though you've got the blinders in your eyes, as though you just without thinking. That's not the pshat. Says the Sfas Emes that the idea is that a person is actually, as we know, is comprised of his guf and his soul. He has his intelligence, the seat of his neshama, his mind, etc., his internal system, and then he has his physical system. The fact is that a person can never achieve shleimus unless he, as it were, strives to perfect both systems, both the system of the mind, of the intellect, of understanding, of attaching himself to the Borei Olam, and also that of the guf. Right, and that he says
Wenn ich auch love und beginne so rak behek dem a wurde sa guf beginne es behema. The guf as a standalone, even though the weight of the guf is holy, it's potentially holy. But as a standalone, just on its own merits, it takes the person downward. It takes them towards being involved in corporeal things, mundane things, etc. Will all in here Adam Atzmo ki behema. Perish. Leida, listen to these words. Leida shadain lo omol karoi b'mase. Person should never think that he's done enough deeds of mitzvos, as it were. K'mamarim zol kol shemasa v'rub mi'chach maso. In other words, a person always has to stay abreast, not just abreast, but he has to always keep on plowing forward in the area of maise, of the guf. Because if he doesn't, then what will happen is even if he strives to be upwardly spiritually mobile in the world of the seichel, in the world of the spirit, etc., but if his guf is not occupied with actions of kedusha, of mitzvos, then eventually the spiritual gravitational pull of the guf will bring him downward. Adam uvehema toshi Hashem. There are room in medas, and yet they make themselves like a behema. And it is, I've never finished. I always have to keep my guf occupied in mitzvos. Further, in this idea of the relationship between mitzvos and the guf. Sfasem is once again in Tafresh Mem Zayin. The concept of the relationship between what mitzvos do for the guf. Valze nitnu ha-mitzvos kama shepasu b'shar kedusha l'chavim b'chol mitzvos esei l'hamshich kedusha l'Abraham yuchad l'mitzvah zo. When a person does a mitzvah, he has to see that he is sanctifying. He's drawing kedusha. He's drawing spiritual light. He's bringing spiritual vibrance to that particular aver, to that particular limb. And with the mitzvah losa, I say that he's cleansing whatever zoma from that particular vessel, from that particular tendon. Just as says the Sfasem, the chius of the guf is disseminated through the world of the moach, the world of the lave, so too the nefesh can be mispashetes, it can spread through the Adam in all of his ramach mitzvahs essay. Shenikru neiros, shemi'irin cheshchas haguf. Mitzvos are called kiner mitzvah. They're mitzvos, they're or, they are lights, they are as it were, candles. Neiros, that spread light, not just on the outside, they spread light inside the guf. So therefore, B'nai Yisrael, find within them kedusha. And that being the case, we're always doing more mitzvahs, always doing more mitzvahs. This brings us to our topic now of Mesiras Nefesh. In this case, this Hashem is talking about Gimel Averos Chamuros. There is a time, though, when the detriment that will take place, the lowering of the quality of the guf will be so great by the act that's being done that it's irretrievable. It's not worth, as it were, maintaining the guf's connection to the soul in the presence of the guf being lowered so deeply. Those are the gimel veres chamruos. And there, it says Sfasemis, then we throw the guf aside. That's why the chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh for Gil Raish, Vichastam, and Avodah Zarah, for licentious, promiscuity, ritzicha, taking someone else's life, avodah zara, idol worship. In those cases, it makes no difference whether in public or not in public. We cast the goof aside. Okay. See the psukim. Psukim say, "Ushmarti mitzvos rasisam osam ani Hashem." Let's see. The Sifsi Kohen Right, we know from last week we also talked about the idea that Shmira, Rashi explains this Mishnah, learning the precepts of the Torah, guarding them, keeping them in your heart. And Asiya is obviously Asiya. The Sifsei Kohen here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pirchu Beis Lamed Aleph, has a bit of a twist. He wants to say the Lashon of Shmira over here is to wait in anticipation, just as we know with regard to Yaakov Avinu and Parshas Vayeshev, after Yosef told over his dreams. So it says, "Vaviv shamaras adavar." Waited in anticipation when they would be mekuyim. If they'll be mekuyim, when they'll be mekuyim. So that being the case over here, so do shmiras hamitzvos, shmartem mitzvosai. Says one should look forward. One should always be in anticipation of doing the mitzvah. When one lives in such a framework, when love lives in a world of anticipation to be involved in a mitzvah. As opposed to, unfortunately, the way oftentimes we find ourselves is that we live our life, and then peripherally, we have to do the mitzvah. If we do it with a good intention, right, we're pleased to do it. If we have, unfortunately, a bad attitude towards it, then it becomes a hindrance. It hampers our mobility. It hampers our ability to do what we really want to be doing, etc. If a person is in a state of shmira, says the Sifsei Kohen, in other words, he's in a state of anticipation to do the mitzvah. When the mitzvah actually comes around, he will do the mitzvah. The ava, the chiva, the shtokakus. Right? So he says, the ushmartim mitzvosai vasisim osaman yashem. Do them in such a fashion. Do them l'shma. Do them l'shem Hashem. And not losechalu shem kodshi. Don't do the mitzvos with some other agenda other than doing it l'shem Hashem, ani Hashem, in a fashion of chiba, of ava, ishtokakus, of excitement, of love, of yearning to do the mitzvah. Don't do it for your own agenda. People do things, unfortunately, first of all, they do things, you know, just mitzvahs on Hashem, and what do they do them by rote. Sometimes it's worse than that. They have their other agendas. They might learn in order to be able to be more sophisticated than somebody else, to be able to put them down. That's a catastrophe, shen kamo. They might do mitzvahs to appear good in the public eye, right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have to go into all the different possibilities of lo lishma, of the different agendas that sometimes people, as it were, use in the fulfillment of mitzvahs, unfortunately. He says, but you are, as it were, desecrating my name when you do that. And he brings up the topic that we've spoken about before, that the word mitzvah, the mem tzadi in mitzvah, in atbash, is yudke. In other words, there is that which is revealed in the mitzvah, and that's, as it were, related to in the vav and the hey at the end of the word mitzvah. And then through the methodology of atbash, which we've spoken about before, I don't want to belabor the point, but the idea of atbash is that since the aleph beis are the building blocks of the world, kibedvar Hashem shamayim nasu ruach piv kol tzvam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, his dibur, right, his expression of the words of the aleph beis are the source of the creation of the world. And just as we find in the physical world, atoms, electrons, subatomic particles, right, are connected and reconnected in different fashions, there are different types of bonds, the ionic bonds, the covalent bonds, etc. So to also the order of the aleph beis, there's an interrelationship between all the letters of the aleph beis. All the letters of the aleph beis. So it symbolically, as it were, the uf, the aleph and the tuf, the beis, the shin, the gimel, the resh, etc., become interchangeable. One is the reading of the aleph beis from, as it were, Shamayim down to Aretz, and the other was the reading of the Aleph Beis from the Aretz back up to the Shamayim, and that's really not a point we can be marachin, but if you take a look at Musaf on Shabbos, you'll see that when you're sending back all of that which you've hopefully sanctified during the week, and sending it back up to Shamayim, as it were, like a korban, so the part of the Tefillah of Musaf, Tikanta, Shabbos, Ratzisa, Kovanaseh, Tzivisa, Pir Roshah, etc., note it goes Tuf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, etc. But be that as it may, in the world of Atbash, the Mem and the Tzadi are Yud-Kei. So every mitzvah be'etzem is the Shem Hashem Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So if one is doing it in order to be attached to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, if one is doing it in order to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, in order to do it b'chibo, b'shtokakus, l'shma, etc., everything's fine. But if not, one is using the mitzvah, which is the writing of Hashem's name, for his own personal agenda, that's Chil Hashem. So says the Shach. The Sifsei Kohen, not the Shach from Shulchan Aruch, the Sifsei Kohen from the Guri Ari, those who are Talmidim of the Ari. That being the case, now that we understand that the Torah is telling us, you know, to do the mitzvahs l'shma, obviously, so then we come to a problem. Let's enter back into the world of Pshat al-Pi Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo sechalu and pasuklo my base, lo sechalu and it's shem kochi." So says Rashi, "Ma tamad lo v'nikdashti." What does it mean v'nikdashti? To sanctify oneself, sanctify Hashem's name, yeah, through Bnei Israel. Masorat atzmacha v'kadesh shemi. Give over your life and sanctify my name. Yochol, you might have thought to be yochid, even when you're in private. Again, we're not talking about the three cardinal sins we're talking about here, where a non-Jew is trying to get the Jew to transgress the Torah. We need a minion. We need a microcosm of Klal Yisrael, an Ada. Tamalobis of Ben Yisrael, only then. Fine. Uvshamoser atzmo, listen to this. And when a person is now in position, he's going to give over his life. Yimser atzmo manas lamus. His intention should be that he's going to give over his life. It's going to cost him his life. Now he's giving over his life because he thinks this is a ploy. If I show my intention over here, Hashem will do an ace for me and save me. The Rashi is incredibly like, huh? Yimser atzmo manas lamus shekol amuser atzmo manas hanes. If a person, as it were, puts himself into a position where it looks like his life is going to be taken because his understanding is to be that Hashem will intervene for him and give him an ace. Ain't no sin lo nes. They won't do for him an ace. Okay. Shekei matzim v'chanani mishel v'azari shalom wasro atzmo manas nes shenem rabbein lo yadiyah yuluhu l'malka, etc. Matzim lo matzim yadiyah luhu l'chol. Right? They said, what do you call it, Nebuchadnezzar? We don't care. What do you call it? It's not Hashem. It's our Asik of Hashem. Says that. What do you call Hashem? We're giving ourselves over. Right? We're going to die. And Hashem did an ace for them. Why the long story? We can ask the question. Hashem asks the question. Just let Rashi say, when the time comes, the Nikdashti, do it Lishma. Period. I need a whole song and dance here. Do it Lishma. Right? That you'll die. Because then Hashem will do an ace for you. Because if you do it, Shalom Lishma, with the intention that you'll be saved through an ace, he won't do an ace for you. What are we talking about? Sounds like Alice in Wonderland. Says this Vasemis, right? I'm going to synopsize, is that the Emes, Hashem wants to do the ace. But the only way that the doorway to that ace being opened, this is Vasemis says in Tafri Shalom at Hay, the only way for the doorway to the ace being transpiring is for that doorway to open, and the only way to open that doorway is for the person really to take precedence in his mind's eye, in his action, that the connection to Hashem is worth more than his own personal, private, right, life. The life of that which stares back at him from the mirror, and even more sublime than that, life involved with so many other people, etc., etc., etc. All of that, right, falls by the wayside in the presence of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, showing that the connection to Hashem supersedes that. Hashem wants to do the nes, but the only way to open it is to show that the a person's sense of priorities are the priorities of the Torah. Connection to Shem Hashem. Fascinating. So therefore, Rashi gives us a recipe for how one should do the nace. One should be most nefesh. You have to be most nefesh with the understanding that you're going to die. Because that in turn opens up the possibility for Hashem to indeed create the nace. But that just really begs the question. Why indeed does Hashem want to show the nace? So Semes in Tafresh Mem Tes tells us that the reason is, you can see in the bold there, the Isa Bramban Zal Hashem Yisborach Osal Famim Nisim Lios Edus Al Hateva. Ramban, end of bow, teaches the entire experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim was through re-educating us, re-educating the world, that Hashem is the creator, that Hashem is involved, that Hashem is omnipotent. This in turn gives us the understanding, gives us the capacity to understand that everything that happens in our lives is all from Hashem. Anisim, Guyim, we learn about Nisim Nistorim. Nisim Nistorim. And Bechlal, the fact that Hashem runs the world, be in Hashkacha Klos, be in Hashkacha Pratis, whatever the case may be. He runs the world. So that being the case, Hashem wants, through the avenue of the Jewish people, to reveal this, right? Upon occasion, because it helps re-educate the world. It's a booster shot. That it can only take place when the Jew has reconnected to that which was revealed in the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The perception, the understanding that we were elevated through Yetzias Mitzrayim to a plane, to living on a different plane. We don't live in the standard temporal plane. The Jewish people live, Lamala. And Hashem designed us that way, and He designed Yetzias Mitzrayim to inject that into us. That's our relationship with Him. We're living on a different plane. Sort of like the way of Yochanan Zakkai when he met the daughter of Nachum Ben Gurion after the Chuv Meis HaMikdash. She was outside, she was disheveled, she was picking barley, bits of barley out of the excreta of a chamor that belonged to a Yishmaeli. And Yochanan Zakkai, it's a long story there, but anyway, he said in comment on this, Hashreichem Yisrael, authenticate our Jewish people, because when you do, Ruatzon HaMakom, Ein Umu V'Loshon Sholetes Bechem. There is no nation, there is no culture that can have dominion over you. When you don't do Ruatzon HaMakom, you fall down not only into the hands of your enemies, but into the hands of the animals, into the excreta of the animals of your enemies. Because we have no place in the standard fair of the world. That's not our place, that's not our ecosystem, that's not our environment, that's not the plane of our existence. So Hashem wishes to do the Nisim, but the only way to unlock that is to indeed be willing to give one's life for Kiddush Shem Shamayim. And the reason He wants to do that is because He wants to re-educate through the Jewish people, He wants to re-educate the world. But back up to the Tzfas Emes and Tofrish Lamed Zayin, how exactly does one do this? What happens is this, the process is as follows. How is a person willing to give up his life? There's nothing more precious to a person than his life. His sense of self. I've lost myself. How can it be? Says the Tzfas Emes, because when a person, as it were, remembers that he's a member of Klal Yisrael, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nisim Niflaos of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to propel us to a different plane of existence. So now as he stands in a congregation, a mini congregation of the Jewish people, 10 Jews, and he knows that his sense of self is bigger than that which stares back at him from the mirror, or even bigger than that which he gazes upon as he looks upon the beautiful pictures of family and friends with himself there, and the void that's going to be created there. But he knows that he is even bigger than that. It doesn't have to just be the world of the ridiculous that stares back in the mirror. It can be things much more sublime, much more lofty, much more special, much more sweet. There's something more, even more eternal than that. And that is that he's a member of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael lives on a different plane. And Klal Yisrael has now become the vehicle to educate the world that there exists another plane, and there exists a deeper way to connect to the Creator, a more meaningful, a more eternal way to connect to the Creator. And so it's not as though he throws away his self. In the presence of the 10 Jews, in the presence of that microcosm of the Jewish community, and remembering, right, like the pasuk indeed says in our sukkim over here. What does the pasuk say? After the Lo Sechalo Shem Kotchi V'Nikdash Yisof B'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem Mikad Yishchem Hamotzi Eschem Mi'eret Yisrael Liyos Lachem Lelokim Ani Hashem. he brings himself back to the origins of Klal Yisrael, and he remembers as he stands in the midst of that microcosm of the Jewish people, the 10 Jews, that this is his job description in being Mekadosh and Shamayim, and then he does it. It's only through the attachment to Yetzias Mitzrayim and through his battles to Klal Yisrael that a person can look at his sense of self in a new, broader light. This is in contrast, you know, to Yishma'elim, the Shahidim, Havdil Freyadolos Ben Torah L'Tomei, the one to blow themselves up in order to have what? Greater pleasure, greater physical pleasure. They believe they're guaranteed, right? A harem. If they blow themselves up in the process of fighting the infidel. It is not only not a negation of the shallow, superficial, physical, temporal self for a deeper, broader, more ethereal, eternal self, but it's an aggrandizement of the egocentric quest for pleasure that the temporal self oftentimes is involved in, diametrically opposed. So there's no steer to Chai B'Hem in this. There's a level of Chai B'Hem here in this world to transform all of this into connection to Hashem, to attachment to the source of all Chaim. And then there is the, as it were, the moment of complete transformation of one's sense of self into the loftiest, most sublime sense of self as a member of the Jewish people of Klal Yisrael, who are the agents of Hashem in this world to teach that there is more to this world than that which immediately meets the eye. Two more points. I think that it relates to this topic also, even though it's quite a digression. But the Sfas Emes talks about the idea of the connection between Kiddush Hashem and Parshas Hamadot. Immediately after we finish the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem, immediately after that, we enter into the world of the Moados, the Moadim of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, etc. And there's a prologue to that, even with Shabbos, even though that's not a Moed. So it's Sfas Emes, that's how Freshman tests. Ziyesh Eidus, Ze B'maisa Dibur Machshava. Right? The Jewish people are those who testify to Hashem. They testify through their deeds, through their conduct, through Mesiras Nefesh, etc. That, about Hashem's presence, involvement, he's the source and the destiny of the world. The three kedushos in Yetzias Mitzrayim hayam b'maisa. Kedusha of Yetzias Mitzrayim was indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed by changing the laws of nature. V'matan Torah b'dibur. The level of Kedusha in terms of communication, Dibur. And in Sukkos, Anani Akovo, that's Machshava. Right? So that which we experienced in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in Matan Torah, and, yeah, in Sukkos, are the proactive ways that we demonstrate Hashem's Kedusha in the world in the realm of V'chai B'Hem, to live here. In other words, there is the times of Mesiras Nefesh, the times of Mesiras Nefesh, right? But there are the times of also of V'chai B'Hem. And that same sort of overriding lesson is experienced also in the Moados. In Maisa, in Dibur, and the Machshava. Sukkah says Sfasemes is the Machshava because it's at that point that a person, as it were, with Silo, right? Chomadati. And a desire to be in his, to be attached to him. The ultimate connection. Silsa de Memnusa, sitting in the tight, right, connection with Hashem. Like the Arizal says about the sukkah, why there's two walls and a piece. Smolo tachas roshi v'yamino tichab keini. It says, oh, I'm in the brace of the Rabbon Shalom. His left hand kavyachol underneath my head, right, represented by the upper arm, the forearm, and the hand crooked around two full walls and a piece. Smolo tachas roshi, and he caresses me with his right hand. So the discussion, as it were, of v'nikdashti, which is the moment of giving off all temporal life, to record, to declare, to declare that we recognize that our sense of self is higher, is greater, is a member of the Jewish people who are there to demonstrate, to be an aid to Hashem's presence in the world. It feeds back into the system here, also the system of Bechai Behem, the beautiful Mo'adim, the beautiful Yamin Tovim, where we demonstrate, right? We testify, this is what Hashem did. This is what Hashem did. This is what Hashem did. This is what we are in our observance of the Mo'adim. We testify implicitly to his Maisa being revealed, to his Dibur being revealed, and to the Machshava, the fusing with his Machshava, in our Machshava, with our Machshava, right? Of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And finally, one more point. Shabbos comes as a preamble to the Mo'adim here in the Parsha. Shabbos is not a Mo'ad. Says the Sfasemes, it's there, Be'in, Akdomas, HaShabbos, the Mo'adim, Koshkos, V'tchilu, Mikrei Kodesh, like we say in Kiddush. Kivakoach, HaShabbos, Zochu, B'nei Israel, Achakach, LaMo'ados. Through Shabbos, we resoche to the Mo'ados, Ki HaShabbos, Niten, Mikodem, L'Bnei Israel, V'Shabbos, U'edus, She'Bnei Israel, Mi'idim, Ala Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shabbos, the fact that we are the Shomri Shabbos, is a testimony to the fact that Hashem appointed us as his witnesses in the world. Right? That entire system of revealing the Shekhinah within the world, which is what Shabbos is about. Shabbos testifies to the fact that Hashem is the source of the world, he's the destiny of the world, and that he is, his presence came into the world in a findable fashion on Shabbos, like the Shiltos, the Medrash brings, yeah, with regard to Vayichalokim Bayom Hashvi, what happened to the Kalila Dabati, the Chanukah Sabayis. The Chanukah Sabayis is where, through an act of inaugurating the house, one testifies what the house is about. It's about brachos, it's about Hachanas Zorachim, it's about Torah, Divrei Torah. That's what the Chanukah Sabayis does. And so do Vayichalokim Bayom Hashvi. The Kalila Dabati, as the Medrash says, the Chanukah Sabayis, the purpose of the bias is that those that man can be together with the Creator in the house. The Shekhinah enters in a findable fashion for us on Shabbos. But Shabbos is given to whom? Only Bnei Israel. We are Hashem's Edim. Like Yeshu Kiblu Karoi, and since when we Kabbal the Shabbos properly, Nitalei Ma'amuados, we receive the Mu'ados. She Edus, Shakosh Baruch Hu Meir al Bnei Israel. The Mu'ados are a testimony of Hashem about us. He shows our unique nature. We testify about him that he's the creator on Shabbos, that he is the destiny of the world, ki shesh yisamim, not bishesh yisam, but as the Rashba, the Zohar, right? Ki shesh yisamim, that Hashem created the world to last a certain amount of time, and then we go to the next stage. Shabbos testifies to Hashem is the source. We testify through Shemir Shabbos that Hashem is the destiny, and we testify to the fact that only through attachment to Hashem can one reach from that source to that destiny. The Shekhinah comes in, and like we know, about the Shabbos. Shabbos is also the day of Matan Torah. Shabbos, if we look at the tefillos of Shabbos, our observance of Shabbos testifies all about Hashem. Lil Shabbos talks about creation. Shabbos morning speaks about Matan Torah, the methodology of how to travel through this world. And Shabbos at Mincha talks about the destiny of finally becoming one once again with Hashem, back to the source of our life. Our acceptance of Shabbos and testifying, being the aid of Hashem in the world, then is the source of why Hashem now testifies about us. He testifies that He took us out of Mitzrayim through Pesach. He testifies that He gave us the Torah at Matan Torah, and He testifies to the fact that that He is bringing us home to Him. We uniquely return to Him, right, through Sukkos. This was accomplished. This was accomplished through the Mu'adim. This was attempted through Aliyah L'Regel. That's what it says the Sfasemis in Tokrish Memalov. Shein Eidu Shakosh Baruch Hu Meir Al B'nei Yisrael L'chein Mekanim Umos L'B'nei Yisrael. That's why they're jealous of us. Because my Yafu Pamayach Bana Olim Bas Nadiv, how beautiful are your footsteps, the Jewish people, the souls, the goof, the goofos, body and soul. We rise up, we go to the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in Shir HaMasu, Ushisham Alu Shvatim. There the Shvatim came up to the Beis HaMikdash. Eidus LeYisrael, Shiptekva Eidus LeYisrael, testimony about the Jewish people.
Okay, the Seder. So I think we'll stop now. Have a good Shabbos. And maybe we zocha, right, to fulfill our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through B'chai B'hem. And if need be, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Hashem should always give us Yad Hashemaya, protection, and have mercy on his people. Amen.